Adirondack adventures, cabin mornings, and the most fluffy buttermilk pancakes. As Labor Day weekend approached, we wanted to end the summer with a lasting memory. So there we were, nestled amidst the lush expanse of the Adirondacks, in a rustic cabin that whispered stories of old. The cabin, with its creaky wooden floors and pine-scented interiors, gave us a respite from the city's bustle. With a porch overlooking the shimmering lake and mountains painting the horizon, every moment was a postcard in itself. Morning aromas and lakeside views. Waking up to the serene sight of a mist-covered lake, I decided our first morning in this wilderness retreat needed a special breakfast. What could be better than the fluffiest buttermilk pancakes? Having packed smart, I had pre-mixed my dry ingredients. A blend of all-purpose flour, granulated sugar, baking powder, baking soda, and a pinch of salt. For the wet mix, we had the freshest buttermilk, melted butter, eggs, and a dash of vanilla extract. Not forgetting the zested lemon, which I thought would add a touch of Adirondack summer to our pancakes. With a cast-iron skillet on the cabin's vintage stove, the preparation began. Combining the wet and dry mixes, I stirred gently. Those little lumps, they're the secret to fluffy pancakes. Cabin Cooking Chronicles. As the batter spread on the skillet, the cabin filled with the comforting aroma of cooking pancakes. The soft hum of the woods outside, the rhythmic flipping of pancakes, and the anticipation of a delightful breakfast created a symphony of its own. With each pancake done to golden perfection, they were piled high on a plate. The wild berries we had gathered from a nearby grove made for the perfect topping, while the cabin's rustic charm added to the authenticity of our Adirondack adventure, it did come with its own set of culinary challenges. Notably, the absence of mixing bowls. Necessity is the mother of invention, and in this case, a deep frying pan skillet doubled up as our mixing bowl. This little improvisation didn't just serve a functional purpose, but added a unique touch to our pancake-making saga, truly encapsulating the spirit of cabin life. Gourmet in the wilderness gathering around the cabin's antique wooden table with the morning sun streaming in, we doused our pancakes in rich maple syrup. Every bite, fluffy and flavorful, tasted of comfort and the wild beauty outside. That cabin morning was one of laughter, tales from yesteryears, and dreams of the future. It was proof that gourmet isn't just about exotic ingredients or intricate preparations. It's about the experience, the setting, and the love poured into every dish. That Labor Day weekend was one for the books. Amidst the grandeur of the Adirondacks in a cozy cabin, we found simple joys, heartfelt conversations, and the unparalleled delight of buttermilk pancakes. Homemade buttermilk and nifty substitutes. A cabin secret. As the morning progressed and our stack of pancakes diminished, a cousin inquired, "What if we run out of buttermilk tomorrow?" The cabin, as snug and comforting as it was, didn't have the convenience of a store nearby. But here's a little secret about buttermilk. Even if you don't have it, there are ways to get that tangy flavor and tender crumb in your pancakes. Making your own buttermilk. If you ever find yourself in a cabin or at home craving fluffy pancakes but without buttermilk on hand, fear not. Here's how you can make your own. Ingredients: 1 cup of milk, preferably whole milk for richer results. 1 tablespoon of white vinegar or fresh lemon juice. Steps: in a measuring cup, pour the milk. Add the vinegar or lemon juice. Stir and let it sit for about 10 minutes. You'll notice the milk will begin to curdle. That's a good sign. After the resting period, give it another quick stir, and voila, you've got yourself a cup of homemade buttermilk. Buttermilk substitutes. Adirondack adventures. Cabin mornings and the most fluffy buttermilk pancakes. If you're not inclined to make your own buttermilk or are looking for dairy-free options, here are a few substitutes that can save the day. Yogurt. A mixture of plain yogurt and a bit of milk can mimic the tanginess and consistency of buttermilk. Sour cream. Like yogurt, sour cream has the acidity needed for a good buttermilk substitute. Thin it out with a little water or milk to get the right consistency. Cream of tartar. Add about 1.5 teaspoons of cream of tartar to a cup of milk. Stir and let it sit for a few minutes. Dairy-free options. For those avoiding dairy, almond milk with a tablespoon of vinegar or lemon juice works well. Allow the mixture to sit for 10 minutes before using. Gluten-free joys, pancakes for everyone. Amidst our laughter and conversations, a realization struck. Not everyone indulges in the traditional pancake fare due to dietary restrictions. Fortunately, the beauty of cooking, especially in a setting as accommodating as our cabin, is its adaptability. For those who follow a gluten-free diet, pancakes are still very much on the menu. Going gluten-free with buttermilk pancakes. The essence of a pancake lies in its fluffiness and flavor, and believe me, going gluten-free doesn't mean you have to compromise on either. Ingredients: 2 cups gluten-free all-purpose flour blend. Ensure it contains xanthan gum or add 1 tsesp if it doesn't. 2 TBSP granulated sugar, or coconut sugar for a more natural sweetener. 1.5 TSP baking powder, ensure it's gluten-free. 1.5 TSP baking soda. 1/4 tsp fine salt. 2 1/4 cups buttermilk, or the substitutes mentioned above. 1/4 cup melted unsalted butter or coconut oil. 2 large eggs, 1 tsp pure vanilla extract. Procedure. The method remains pretty much the same. Mix dry ingredients, combine wet ingredients, and then bring them together without overmixing. Cook on a hot skillet and serve with your favorite toppings. Tips for perfect gluten-free pancakes. Be gentle. Gluten-free flour tends to be a bit delicate. Gentle folding ensures that the pancakes remain airy. Rest the batter. Letting the batter rest for 10-15 minutes can help the ingredients bind together, compensating for the lack of gluten. Check your ingredients. Always ensure your baking powder, baking soda, and vanilla extract are gluten-free. Some brands may have additives that contain gluten. Flavor enhancements. Gluten-free flours sometimes have distinct flavors. Ingredients like cinnamon, nutmeg, or even a splash of almond extract can add depth to your pancakes. As our cabin retreat continued, we made another batch of pancakes, this time gluten-free. The smiles of appreciation from our gluten-sensitive family members were heartwarming. The golden edges, the soft centers, and the joy of inclusion made our breakfast spread even more special. In the heart of the Adirondacks, as the morning mist mingled with the scent of pine, our cabin became a haven of flavors and togetherness, reminding us that with a bit of creativity, food can be both delightful and inclusive.